All right, if you're in Mobile, Alabama tonight, you are so in luck because Wilco is playing at your Civic Center. And then tomorrow for them, it's off to Tipitina's in New Orleans, Tuesday and Wednesday. Or if you're like me, you watch their laid-back alternative groove on SNL over the weekend while sitting on my couch. But before all of that, visitors to the NPR Music website enjoyed the best of both worlds, a couple of hours of Wilco streaming live over the internet. The good times came courtesy of Washington, D.C.'s famed 930 Club and was streamed on NPR's online music show, All Songs Considered, which can also be found on the radio. All Songs Considered host Bob Boylan is on the line from D.C. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So just so people understand this, you folks do these concerts all the time. How do they get started?
We have about 100 or so online. I think bands are misrepresented. They do an album every couple of years. But most of what a band is like and is about is their live show. And they're on the road all the time. And I felt like, how can we get the real understanding of who a band, for example, like Wilco is? You know, they're on the road So I approached the 930 Club, a club that I have a long-standing friendship with. I was in the first band that ever played that club, and I approached them and said, "Could we try to webcast bands from your venue?" And we did it with Bright Eyes. The second one we ever did was Wilco, and it's gone amazing from there.
Well, let's hear a song from the show. This is "Side with the Seeds" from the band's recent record, "Sky Blue Sky."
Good selection.
It's Wilco live from the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. That was Side with the Seeds from the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. We're talking to All Songs Considered host Bob Boylan. And Bob, I know you got to interview the lead singer of Wilco, Jeff Tweedy, about the band's process of making music. Was he forthcoming?
Oh, absolutely. And incredibly honest, and in a way that I just didn't anticipate. He started off talking about quickly how he would go into his kids' kindergarten class and do songwriting workshops with children, and we started talking about the creative process from there. And it just I think if we hear some of it, you'll get an idea of his attitude that evening.
All right, let's fire off the clip.
The creative process is an ability to get into your subconscious mind and come back with stuff. Your subconscious mind is subconscious because you're constantly repressing it. You're constantly keeping it down. And if you can get into it and bring stuff back, to me, that's really all there is to the creative process. But it's not easy. And it continually has to be tricked. You have to continually trick yourself into being able to do that.
And for someone like him, I mean, some people may know Wilco, or they may know Uncle Tupelo, his band from forever ago. But I mean, it must be hard after all that time to just keep coming up with something new.
I think he finds a fresh attitude in the fact that he's living a clean lifestyle. His only addiction seems to be more running than anything else these days. And in that,
well, he was a party guy back in the day. I can remember.
He was, and
I've seen it up close.
And I think in the songwriting, what he's talking about, that subconscious, is that, you know, by alcohol and drugs or whatever it might be, that you tend to go and dig into your subconscious and live there too long and don't come back with all that you can in this newly refreshed sort of way that he has now that he's, you know, a clean guy.
We're going to play one more song. This one's called Jesus, Etc. Tell us what this is from.
This is from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, which they only did, I think, one song from that night. They did lots of songs from the latest record, Sky Blue Sky, and a surprising amount from one of my favorite records, Summer Teeth. But not too many from this record, and it's a good one.
All right, well, let's take a listen. This is Jesus, Etc. from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. This is Wilco Live.
Little melodies turning the war around.
That's Live Wilco, Jesus, etc. from the 2001 album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Bob Boylan has been with us, the host of All Things Considered. Don't want to put you on the spot, Bob, but do you have all songs? I keep doing that. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm so sorry.
Some people do All Thongs Considered.
All Thongs Considered? Wow. That's NPR
saucy.
After hours.
That's right.
Holy cow. Don't want to put you on the spot, although now I'm blushing for some other reasons. Do you have any more concerts coming up that we should know about?
Well, there are 14 bands next week. We're doing South by Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to find me there,
lucky you.
Can. But we're webcasting 14 bands next week. Yeah,
we'll catch up with
week.
You. Okay. Have a good time at Stubbs Barbecue. Got to do
okay.
it.
Okay, we'll do.
It's best in Austin.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Right, bye.
The Bryant Park Project is directed by Jacob Gantz.
Our staff includes Dan Pashman, Ian Chillog, Wynn Rosenfeld, Angela Ellis, and Caitlin Kenny. We welcome today producer Nathan Duell to the fold.
Our interns are Elsa Butler, Laura Silver, and Will Hoffman. Manoli Weatherall is our technical director, ably assisted by Josh Rogerson and Manya Zuba.
Trish McKinney is our editor. Laura Conway edits our website and our blog.
Our senior producer is Matt Martinez. Sharon Hoffman is our executive producer.
I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.